This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Fighting resumed Monday between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, ending a short-lived calm after a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend. State media and witnesses reported Israeli strikes targeted the Lebanese border village of Tir Harfa and in the area of the coastal city of Sidon. A car was hit in the latter strike. It was not immediately clear whether there were casualties. Sunday, Israel launched dozens of strikes on southern Lebanon that it described as preemptive operations, saying it had averted a major attack planned by Hezbollah in retaliation for the killing of one of its top commanders, Fouad Shukar, in an Israeli strike in Beirut last month. Shortly afterward, Hezbollah launched a barrage of hundreds of drones and rockets, which it said was in retaliation for the killing of Shukar. A U.S. official has told the Associated Press the latest round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza has ended without a final agreement. But the official, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, says talks will continue at lower levels in the coming days. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has condemned a massive Russian overnight attack on Ukraine that involved over 100 missiles and about 100 drones. Associated Press correspondent Neon Kim reports.
In a video address, he said the attack involved more than 100 missiles of various types and around 100 drones. Like most previous Russian strikes, this one was just as vile, he said, targeting critical civilian infrastructure. At least three people were killed in the onslaught that began around midnight and continued into the day. 15 regions across the country were targeted, including Kyiv, where residents were filmed singing the city's anthem as they took shelter in a subway station. Explosions were heard in the Ukrainian capital, where power and water supplies were disrupted. I'm Nayan Kim.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A British safety advisor working with a team of Reuters journalists was killed when a Russian missile struck a hotel in the Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ryan Evans was staying at the Hotel Sapphire with colleagues in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region when it was hit by a Russian missile Saturday night. Two other members of the six-person Reuters crew were hospitalized with injuries. Local officials said the hotel was struck by a ballistic missile, leaving the reporters with blast injuries. Ukraine's eastern Kharkiv region also came under Russian fire, resulting in multiple civilian injuries. In Russia, five people died in Ukrainian shelling in the border region of Belgorod. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The founder and CEO of the messaging social media service Telegram was detained at a police at Paris airport on an arrest warrant, alleging his platform has been used for money laundering, drug trafficking, and other offenses like possession and distribution of child sexual abuse content. Pavel Durov is a dual citizen of France and Russia. He and Telegram said they've complied with all laws and have nothing to hide. Western governments have often criticized the Telegram social network for lack of content moderating. It's a big issue for the future of the internet and social apps. Seth Schachner is the managing director of Strat America, a Los Angeles-based consultant that helps clients with media and technology partnerships. He told VOA's International Edition, the question here is about how much responsibility do social media platforms have for monitoring the activity on its network and how can they be regulated?
The issue is that these are enormous networks. They're not newspapers, per se, or I think media, per se, as you and I would understand it, whether it's The Voice of America or The Washington Post. And, you know, there is a little bit of a balance there in terms of giving them liberty and not crushing them. But I'm a firm believer that you do need to moderate content on your networks.
U.S. retailer Walmart is recalling apple juice it sold in 25 U.S. states due to elevated levels of arsenic. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The store is recalling over 9,500 cases of Great Value brand apple juice sold across the U.S. due to potentially harmful levels of inorganic arsenic. The recall applies to six packs of 8-ounce bottles packaged by Florida-based Refresco Beverages, sold in 25 states, Puerto Rico, and D.C. The urgency of the recall was bumped up by the Food and Drug Administration after an initial announcement on August 15th. Inorganic arsenic is more toxic to humans than the naturally occurring form, but levels found in the recalled juice are low enough that the FDA does not expect them to cause severe health consequences. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find more on this story and all the stories we're covering today at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.